just a little more than a month left in Nevada's legislative session, hundreds of bills still remain up for consideration. That includes dozens of measures introduced by minority Republicans. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Assembly Minority Leader Jim Wheeler in Carson City to discuss whether Republicans are seeing the bipartisanship they were guaranteed by Democrats.
Your caucus came out with some statistics, basically kind of outlined some of the bipartisanship that we've seen thus far in the session compared to last session. You know, what does that look like so far?
You know, last time in the last session, 8% of our bills, Republican bills, made it out of first House passage. This session, 32% of our bills made it out of first House passage. When the Republicans were in charge in 2015, 45% of Democrat bills made it out of first House passage. That's what we call bipartisanship. Okay, when it's almost 50-50, 8% to 92% is not bipartisanship. So this session is better. Okay, there's no doubt about that when you say 32% of our bills made it through. But you also have to look at what type of bills made it through. Okay, did any of our super priorities make it through? Not really. Okay, but a lot of their super priorities died too. You know, I'm not going to say that's good politics on our part because I just don't blow my own horn, but that's politics. That's how we do it.
In that same vein, you know, what are the priorities that are still alive? You know, what are you seeing that kind of gives you a little bit more hope as the minority leader?
We have, on our side, like I said, our super priorities, you know, none of them really made it through. For instance, my bill, AB 99, that would mandate the teaching of the Constitution and the founding articles of, you know, the founding papers of this country, did not make it through. So that was a priority of mine, my personal priority, that I was very disappointed not to make it through. I had another priority bill that was children that were bullied would be allowed to get an ESA and go to a private school, no matter what their income level was. You know, another priority bill of mine that didn't even get a hearing. So a lot of our super priority bills didn't get a hearing. Okay? But a lot of our bills did get hearings and are moving forward, but they're more innocuous bills now. So I'm glad to see, for instance, that we got a suicide prevention bill going through, that Jill Tull still has an education bill going through, that we've got some bills that are still going through, and that's heartening, actually.
Despite the slow pace, it seems like we're sprinting toward the finish now, or we're quickly coming up on budget season. You raise concerns that, you know, requests are outpacing realistic projections. You know, what do you think will need to be cut or looked at before the end of the session?
It always kills me that people say we need to cut. Okay, when your budget income rises, you aren't cutting. Okay, and that's what's happening here. Our budget income is rising, but the requests are higher than the rises. So I don't look at it as cuts, okay? And that's what we have to look at some of these departments. And what we're seeing come out of some of these departments are enormous, what I call raises.
So where would you like to see save those increases then? What line items do you see as a priority versus, you know, those departments that are maybe asking for too much?
Well, there's some new departments that the governor wants that I don't think are necessary, for instance. There's a new Citizens of America program. Really sounds good. You know, people coming in, getting their citizenship, this is what you want. This is the immigration you want. And, you know, it's not a lot of money, et cetera, but it's something we've done without for years. So let's look at these things and say, okay, maybe we can spend this money in our schools, for instance. Maybe we can spend this money on our cops. Maybe we can give state employees, you know, a little cost of living raise that actually means something.
But we're also staring down the barrel of this relatively large collective bargaining bill. We're staring down the barrel of a education funding reform that we still don't know what looks like. You know, are some of your concerns at this point as well?
Oh, those are very big concerns. I mean, those are huge concerns. Teachers deserve a raise. But every time we've given the teachers a raise so far, that money is diluted before it gets down to the teacher. You know, it goes into other programs. So what we have to do this time, if we're going to give teachers a raise, and I'm for it, I really am, but we have to find the money without raising taxes, A, and B, it has to go to the teacher completely, not the administrator, not to reduce school class sizes, not for transportation, not for supplies, directly to the teacher. And that's the only way that I will vote for it, and we have to have the money.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking with Assembly Minority Leader Jim Wheeler. You can hear all of our legislative coverage online at KUNR.org.